a hard-fought football game, as we knew it was going to be. I felt good about the defense coming in. I thought they would bounce back. They did a nice job holding basically field goals. We did have the one touchdown at the second half. Disappointing with the turnovers, but we got some and put ourselves in pretty good position as well. And, you know, Josh Brown with the 53-yard field goal there when we really needed it to put us up five, that was a huge play in the game. But, you know, at times we didn't play as well as we're capable of playing, and then we kind of boosted it up at the end to get to make sure we were going to win, and that was good. We benefited from the personal foul, but still, we ground the yardage out. Odell made a heck of a play over on the other sideline to get a first down. And the whole intent was to make that last first down so we could kneel, and we didn't get it. So the rest is history. What can I do for you? Yeah, yeah, we always preach about finishing, and, you know, tonight we did. I give them credit. Lovey's done a good job. They battled. The young quarterback played well. But, you know, in the long run, we kind of hung in there and got ourselves a much-needed win.
Tom, your thoughts on JPP and not only his play, but the impact he had on your team?
Well, I think the players were excited to have him as a part of our team and have him active tonight. You know, I think he made a couple of outstanding rushes, particularly at the end there when the quarterback was forced to roll right and just, you know, kind of heave the ball up, and that was critical at that time. We didn't get a sack there, but we did pressure. And, you know, he needs to get his timing down. Obviously, he made a couple of real good rushes coming up and under. And so I think he's just going to get better and better.
Did you have any sense that he would play that many snaps?
Yeah, well, we did. You know, I thought in the beginning I had a number in mind, and we wanted him at the end of the game, obviously. So he got probably more than he should have. But as I said, he's in great shape, and he kept, you know, wanting to go, and so be it.
He did.
Yeah, that was a huge plus.
What's the difference in the major defense look when you have that out there, especially?
Well, you know, the quarterback can never be too settled, you know, and that's the whole deal. And he did make him uncomfortable, although we weren't able to get to him. We did make him uncomfortable. And that was a huge plus. Anybody else?
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know the extent of it. It's a pec injury, but where it is, they're usually not very, very good, the information you get. So, but I don't have any medical, I don't have anything other than that.
Tom, you were obviously, you said you had an
umpire count. We're going to talk about the number of plays now. Well, that's probably more than I expected him to play, but he was at his best, as someone just said over here, in the last drive. So based on the conditioning, you know, he really did help us at the end. You saw him chase the quarterback out to the right a couple of times, and that helped. That helped tremendously.
How big was Jasper Brinkley for you? Fumble recovery, fumble, forced fumble.
Yeah, he's a good football player, and we needed him to step up and play tonight, and he did. You know, he played a lot last week, and I think he benefited from that. Got to play more tonight and made some big plays.